Today, our guest is Mr. Peter Clevering. He's the marketing director for Homewood Disposal Service. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here.
So, Peter, tell our listeners a little bit about Homewood Disposal.
Sure. Well, Homewood Disposal is a family-owned garbage company. And kind of as the name hints at, we are located in Homewood, Illinois, but we also have many other locations in Northwest Indiana and throughout the Chicago suburbs. So although the name Homewood is a little regional, we do serve all Northwest Indiana and most of Chicago.
Sure. In fact, I saw a couple of the trucks today on my way into the studio.
Yeah, we're recognizable. It's those teal trucks, so they're hard to miss.
So I know Homewood Disposal has been involved with compressed natural gas in its fleet for probably about 10 years. How did that originally come about, and why did you decide to go that route, Peter?
Yeah, so you're right. It's been about 10 years. So kind of have a culture of, I guess we would call it stewardship here, where we really care about the environment, and that connects with how we handle our customers' recyclables and their waste. But CNG fuel kind of seemed like the next step in that process, and that's when we kind of started investigating that. And CNG as an alternative fuel was kind of the most tested and safe product that we found and had the best infrastructure. So it seemed like the right choice for us. So yeah, we've been doing that for about 10 years for our trucks now.
So how many CNG trucks do you have now in your fleet?
I think as of this year, we have about 110 CNG trucks.
Wow.
Most of the newer ones we get are CNG if we're able to get those.
Wonderful. So how did your drivers like the trucks, and was that a hard sell to your employees?
Well, change is always a little difficult. Mm-hmm. It's something new, and the guys like their routes and like to do it well. But once we train them, and we consistently train them about CNG safety and how to fuel and, why it's better for the environment, it hasn't been a hard sell after that first initial sell, right? So it's just who we are now.
Sure.
So there's no real pushback anymore. The first was a little difficult because it was changed, but now it's just who we are. We have CNG trucks.
Sure, and I know Homewood Disposal also has its own CNG stations and public stations. So what made you decide to expand your business into fueling?
Well, it just seemed like the next step. It kind of connected with that stewardship aspect. If we're going to be doing it, why not give that opportunity to others who are also, trying to use CNG to have it out there. And the infrastructure is there. It's right next to our trucks fuel overnight in those parking lots. And it wasn't a big leap to enable others to fuel up near us too.
They're very nice stations. And so I know you also recently had some assistance from some grant funding to support your efforts. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah. So we have had some grant funding for our CNG, installations of stations and for some of the trucks. Recently, the VW grant, with the help of South Shore Clean Cities, we were able to obtain some money to purchase three CNG trucks for Northwest Indiana. Two of those are they're called a roll-off truck, and those are the ones with the dumpsters on the back, and then one is a commercial truck.
So how can our listeners learn more about Homewood Disposal and some of the services you offer and more about your fleet?
Yeah, so if you go to mydisposal.com, or you just type in Homewood Disposal, in your search engine, you'll find us too. And then just search for CNG there on our site. It's pretty easy to find. You can find more about our fleet, and you can find out more about our public fueling stations. We have two of those.
So any upcoming exciting things that Homewood Disposal has planned?
One exciting thing that we're planning right now is a great kids education section of our website about recycling. So it's a really cool place on our site that you can learn more about how to recycle. It's all based for kids, videos, activities, really simple information so kids can get in recycling and that next generation can really come alongside and, push through the recycling efforts.
Well, and that's where it all begins, right, Peter? Right in school and keeping that legacy for our future?
Exactly. We're really connected to the families and our communities. We pick up on all of these towns, and we really feel like we get into those schools and we tell that story so that the next generation can continue to, preserve the environment and have clean air.
Sure. As we come to the end of our program, Peter, any closing thoughts?
No, I just wanted to thank you for having me on again and, you know, helping others tell that story about, you know, clean air and clean communities. I really appreciate your efforts to help us tell that story.
Well, Home of Disposal is a great partner, not only here in Indiana, but also in Illinois. I know you guys keep up the great work, and we look forward to partnering with you in the future. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. Peter Clevering, Marketing Director for Home of Disposal Service. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.